Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody that can save anybody. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody that can save anybody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you live from the deep south. We're here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, tweet them, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let everything that have breath praise the name of Jesus, for he is worthy of all our praises. I don't know about you, but I have a reason to praise him for what he's already done for me. Glory to God. I just have a couple of general announcements. Amen. I want to encourage you to get connected to a Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, Prophetic Corner, and Without Walls Wild Radio. Amen. These are all the ministries that are up under the leadership of Prophet Siobhan Rao. I encourage you to get connected to these ministries. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for Prophet Siobhan and Pastor Rao. And everyone on the WOW team for being obedient to do the work of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We thank God for prophetess and pastor and their obedience, glory to God, to bring up and to train and to mentor disciples of God to be obedient and those to teach them how to walk in excellency in the way of the Lord, and to do the work of God and love to do the work of God as they love the work of God, as they love God. Hallelujah. We just thank God for the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, who works beside her husband, Pastor Joseph Wild. We pray that God will richly bless them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. On Monday night, we have what we call the Moment in the Spirit that is done by Minister Michelle. Every Monday morning, you will receive a two-minute clip, glory, start your week off with the word. It will help build your faith. It will strengthen you. It will encourage you. Glory to God. It'll help build your faith. Because many times we go through a lot of things, and when we receive something like the Moment of the Spirit, it can lift our spirit up, our inner man up. So I want to encourage you to become a part of that. We asked it for an offering of $25 or more. Hallelujah. To receive the Moment in the Spirit, you will receive it by phone or either by text. Glory to God, which is your choice. If you would like to receive the Moment in the Spirit, contact Prophet Siobhan at yrowell50@gmail.com. Glory to God. And she will be able to give you the information that you need to get connected with the Moment in the Spirit. You won't regret it. Glory to God. So it's a powerful word from the Lord, and Minister Michelle does an awesome job at it. Glory to God. Just thanking God for her and her obedience. Glory to God. Also, glory to God, we want to tune in every Sunday to the Hour of Power. Glory to God. With Prophetess Martha Williams. Glory to God. The Prophetic Corner. A powerful woman of God, a true prophet of God, amen, walking in the way of God. We want to encourage you to get connected with her. You can connect with Prophetess Martha, amen, on her Facebook page, Prophetess Martha, or Martha Williams, amen, glory to God. and she will give you all the information on how to get connected with her on her different social media pages. Amen. Glory to God. On Tuesday night, we have Pastor Rao and Prophet Javon Rao, husband and wife team, glory to God, walking in the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. They love the Lord. So we want to encourage you to tune in and listen to them on Tuesday night. It's 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Glory to God. You will receive a word from the Lord, from the mouth of the prophet. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. She is a true prophet of God. You want to be a part of that every Tuesday night. So put that in your phone, glory to God, and get connected to one word from the Lord, because we all need a word from the Lord. Amen. Prophet Javon Rao is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry and all the ministries that I listed earlier are up under her leadership. Amen. And then on Sunday, the second half of the Our Power is Voice of Truth, and I, Minister Lane, is the host 10 on Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. Thank you. Glory to God. We just thank all the listeners for tuning in, whether you tune in by web, whether you tune in by phone or listen by phone. We thank God for you for taking time out of your busy day to be a part of the service. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On Saturday, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We have Wild Radio with Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. It's at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you want to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry? Amen. Glory to God. Get connected and stay connected. Glory to God. If you have any additional questions or anything about Moment in the Spirit, if you want to be a part of that, you will also be put on the prayer list. So contact Prophetess Javon. Inbox her at her Prophetess Javon A. Rao Facebook page, or you can email her at the email address that I gave earlier. Amen. That's all of the announcements for the day. Giving God all the glory. Hallelujah to Jesus. The message will be coming from St. Mark today. Glory to God. The Gospel of St. Mark. So you can be turning there if you're at home with your Bibles. And if you're out and about and on your own devotional time, if you will go back and read the entirety of the chapter. We'll be coming from Mark 1. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we magnify your name. Father God, we just thank you for everything that you have done for us. Glory to God. Father God, we have nothing. We can do nothing, nor do we have anything, Father. For you give us whatever it is, whether it's spiritual or if it's in the natural. Everything cometh from the Lord. Father God, we just give you praise and glory. We magnify and glorify your name, for you are a good God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Father God, for Jesus. Thank you for the blood that he shed. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your deliverance power. We thank you, Father, for setting somebody free. We thank you, Father God, that you're able to do all things. Oh, Father God, we thank you, God, for your loving kindness. We thank you, God, that you're able to do all things, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, Father God, we pray for Christians all over the world. We pray for leaders all over the world of your ministry, God. We pray for the messengers of the gospel, Father, all over the world, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Pray, Father God, that they will have for the ministries, oh, God, everything that they need in their normal, just everyday life, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. For God, you said in your word that we will light for no good thing, Father God. Father God, I pray that you will bless the leaders all over the world of your ministries, over your ministries, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless them in a mighty way, God, in the name of Jesus. Rain down blessings upon them like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you praise and we give you glory. We magnify your name, oh, God, for you're worthy of all of our praises, God. It's not about us, God, but it's about God, in the name of Jesus. Heal them from everything that's coming against them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, for you said that you are the man of war, God, in the name of Jesus. You said, Father God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. God, you said that in the name of Jesus, glory to God, that nothing by no means shall harm them. You said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will cover them, that you are their deliverer, that you are their redeemer, that you are their healer, you are their everything. If they have faith and trust in you, oh God. Oh, Father God, I pray right now in the minds of the people of the world, God. Heal the minds of the people. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Heal the mind of the people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them where they're weak, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, you're able to strengthen them. Strengthen them where they're weak. Strengthen them in their bodies, Father, in the name of Jesus. Quicken their spirit, God, and make them alive again, oh God. For you, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Not about us, but it's about your will, God. It's about your purpose for us, oh God. What you called us to do, what you chose us to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus, it's all about you. Glory to God. Father God, we pray for the lost right now, Father God. We pray, Father God, that those that are lost in sin, we pray that they will repent and come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus. We pray right now, God, that you will save somebody's son and save somebody's daughter, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray that they will turn from sin. We pray, Father God, that they will come unto you, O Father, while they yet have time, God, for you are able to heal, deliver, and set them free, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you praise and we give you glory and we magnify your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. What an awesome God we serve. The scripture reading will come from St. Mark. Amen. I'm beginning at the first verse. Glory to God. And the word of God reads, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is written in the prophet, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which prepareth thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his way, his path straight. John being baptized in the wilderness, and he preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And if I may, I want to go over to Isaiah right quick and read in Isaiah 40:3. And the word of God reads, the voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The title of the message today is John the Baptist, the messenger of the gospel, prepares the way for Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah prophesied that John the Baptist, glory to God, when it says the voice that is crying in the wilderness, it's talking about John the Baptist. The Bible gave us evidence, glory to God, in other scriptures, that John the Baptist will be the beginning, he will be the first messenger of the gospel. Hallelujah. All of the other prophets, glory to God, prophesied about the coming of the Messiah. The scriptures have said unto us, glory to God, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hallelujah, as it is written by the prophet, glory to God, behold, I sent forth a messenger. John the Baptist was the messenger. He was the one that preached repentance.
tonight. Hallelujah to Jesus. The messenger was being sent. He was ordained to do what he was called to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. John the Baptist, the messenger. Glory to God of the gospel. Hallelujah to Jesus. Before the moment that Jesus came, see, John was preaching repentance. He was preaching about sin. He was telling the people, you need to get right. You need to get right. You need to get off that crooked road. You need to get off that left side. Glory to God. You need to get right because the day of the Lord is drawing nigh. Jesus is soon to return. Glory. Hallelujah to Jesus. John was letting them know, glory to God, the Lamb of God is coming. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. John fasted the message of the gospel. The moment that Jesus came forth, God Almighty, Jesus came forth. In verse John, glory to God, it said the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and that God had sent forth a man named John. Good God Almighty, glory to God. He sent forth a man, and his name was John. John was the messenger of the gospel. John was the one that made way for the coming of the Lord. Glory to God. Not yet. They came against God. Came against John. Glory to God. They questioned John. Who are you? Are you the Christ? Glory to God. But John said, glory to God, I am not the Christ. But there is one that's coming after me that will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. He opposed. God Almighty, John was chosen to do that work. The messengers of the gospel are chosen before they even are conceived in the womb of their mother. Glory to God. God Almighty, hallelujah to Jesus. God sent forth his messenger in the land. It had been prophesied years before Jesus was even born through the Virgin Mary that just prepared the way for the coming of the Lord. God is sending forth messengers even today, glory to God, messengers of the gospel that will preach the gospel as John the Baptist preached the gospel. They're not going to bite their tongue. They're going to preach the truth. They're going to preach repentance. They're going to preach about sin, good God Almighty, because nobody wants to preach about sin anymore. Glory to God. Nobody wants to preach about repentance anymore. Glory to God. Nobody wants to do it anymore. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But how can a soul get saved if they don't know that they're living in sin? Sin kills the soul of man. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. John the Baptist, the minister of the gospel. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. From the moment that John stepped in the Jordan River, when John baptized him, the gospel began. Because the Bible said he dwelled among us in the flesh. The word became flesh, and he lived. He had an earthly ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He lived. And he rose again. And John was the first. Because the scripture said the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah. As it is written, the prophet, behold, I send forth messengers. God is sending forth messengers of the gospel. Glory to God. To preach the truth of his holy word. Oh, glory to God. God, because the word of God will heal. The word of God will deliver. The word of God will set them free. There is no deliverance when you are not sent. There is no deliverance when you are not chosen. Glory to God. The Bible says that Jesus was sent by the Almighty God. But John 3:16 tells us that God so loved the world. Glory to God. That he sent his only son. Glory to God. That all might have life through him. Glory to God. If they would just receive him. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. As we look at John the Baptist. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. As we look at him and as we look at his life. As he preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. He went through a lot of persecution. They didn't believe in what he preached. Glory to God. They didn't receive what he preached. But in John it tells us they did the same thing to Jesus. They said in the word of God that they rejected Jesus. Glory to God. The very word that he created. Glory to God. They didn't want Jesus. Glory to God. A matter of fact, the Bible says that the preacher, the man truth of the gospel. People don't want to hear the truth anymore. Glory to God for the love of what calls the word. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the gospel. That's what Paul tells us. He tells us that the gospel is that Jesus Christ lived, died, and rose again. Glory to God. He came to redeem us from our sin. Glory to God. He came to redeem us that souls can be healed, that our souls can be saved. Glory to God. By his shedded blood. Hallelujah to Jesus. It was the gospel. John preached the gospel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you just imagine in the time of John the Baptist? Here come the Son of Man. Everybody's out there around the water. Of course, some were being baptized and wanted to be changed. But there were some there, glory to God, street committees there, causing all kinds of confusion. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. But there comes Jesus walking in the water to be baptized. Look how close he was to the coming. When God sent forth the message to preach the gospel, glory to God, get ready for the coming of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the coming of the Son of God. Get ready, get ready. Get your life right with God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. There will be messengers all over the land that's going to preach the truth of the gospel all over the land. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. That souls might be saved. Glory to God. For people are living in sin. Glory to God. They're doing everything that they're big enough and bad enough to do. Glory to God. But God sent forth a messenger. And he sent a forth. All through the Bible, glory to God, he sent forth his messenger, John the Baptist, to make way for Jesus. Glory to God, his coming, his first coming. Now, the Bible says in Matthew's, glory to God, Jesus said in his word, that when you see these things happening in the world, glory to God, my coming is now. The second coming of Jesus is now. Because the world don't want Jesus. They want the things of the world. They love their self. They love the money. They love the prestige. Oh, God. Oh, God. Have mercy, oh, Father. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus said in the word, when you see these things happening, when you see the false lights in the world, when you see the love that's cold in the world, when you see so much sin in the land, when you see so much death, when you see so much innocent blood shed in the land, the time draws nigh. Glory to God. The Bible says nobody know the day nor the hour. But it said, be ye ready for the coming of the Messiah. Jesus is soon to return. And God has sent his messengers that will preach the gospel of truth. Glory to God. And win souls for the kingdom of God. John the Baptist preached in the wilderness. He was a voice that was crying down in the wilderness. Repent, 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 repent. Turn away from your sin and come. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He can save your soul. Glory to God. Repent. Repent of your sin. Repent needs to change your life. Change the way you live your life before God. God is a holy God. You cannot fool God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He knows your very secret. Oh, glory to God. You're making hide from everybody else. Oh, God. But God sees you. Oh, hallelujah. He knows your heart. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. The Bible says John was preaching in the wilderness, saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Get ready. Hallelujah. Get ready for the first return. Be it soon to return. Hallelujah, Jesus. Get ready. Turn from sin. And turn back to the Father. Backslider, return back to God. Glory to God. Turn from your wicked ways. And turn unto the Lord. Oh, glory to God. For he's not going to give us sin. Glory to God. Glory. world of sin and live for Jesus. Nobody knows the day nor the hour. But as John the Baptist preached, there came Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. They yet not believe. They didn't believe that it was, because they were the ones that said, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him, the Son of God. Glory to God. They didn't receive it. They didn't receive it. Jesus coming. Draws nigh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time to get your life right with God. Glory to God. Know the true spirit of God when you hear it. Glory to God. Every spirit does not belong to God. Every spirit that's in the pulpit don't belong to God. Everyone that's singing in the choir don't belong to God. Oh, glory to God. Every prophet, a prophet is a beat, a word. Everyone don't belong to God. Then the Bible said, pass the spirit. Glory to God. To know if it's true. We're living in that time. We're living in that time. Glory to God. The devil is very cunning. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The children of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. John the Baptist, the messenger of the gospel, who prepared for the coming of the Lord. Will you be ready for the coming of the Lord? Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you don't know Jesus, glory to God, as your personal Lord and Savior, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank you, God, for his word. If you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. Forgive me. I repent of my sin, Father. Wash me clean with your blood, Lord. Glory to God. And ask him what the God is sorry, because you can't pray with him. He know your heart. Pray through him. Glory to God. That's why I said you can't go unto the Father unless you go through Jesus. He know your heart. Glory to God. But if you will pray and ask him and confess your sin and be real, glory to God. It's time to get real with God. Glory to God. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead, you are saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Find your Bible-believing church. Get you a Bible and begin to read it. Develop your relationship with Christ. If you have given your life to Christ today, glory to God. Hallelujah. You can inbox me on Facebook, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, and Elaine Jackson. Glory to God. We do hope and pray in the name of Jesus that somebody's soul will be saved, healed, delivered, and set free, because it's about the word. It is the word of God that heals, delivers, and set free. Amen. Glory to God. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. And glory to God. You have a blessed week in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Know that God loves you with everlasting love. Amen. Amen. Glorify the name of the Lord.